Well, today's episode is on a brief note on eForm Pass 6 to be filed with ROC by unlisted public companies. SAG-RTA has shared some points for the unlisted public companies. So let's start. Introduction. According to SEBI, Depositories and Participants, Norms, the settlement of the share capital audit report was suitable only for listed companies and was expected to be registered with stock exchanges on a quarterly basis. Beneath the Companies Act 2013, a concept has been launched by the central government, Ministry of Corporate Affairs, MCA, for the unlisted public companies. Form PAR 6 was introduced via the Companies, Prospectus and Allotment of Securities Third Revision Rules, 2019, posted on 22nd of May 2019, which was active from 30th of September 2019. However, eForm PAR 6 was deployed on the MCA portal only on 15th of July 2020. Legal provisions. S.29(1)(a) of the Companies Act 2013 and Rule 9(a)(8) of the Companies, Prospectus and Allotment of Securities Rules 2014. Purpose. A company secretary or a chartered accountant who practices can pass the Form PAR 6 half-yearly audit report on the agreement of the share capital. Due date. eForm PAR 6 will furnish with ROC for each ISIN separately. It will be furnished in 60 days from the end of each half year that is on or before 12th of September 2020 for the half year completed 30th September 19th and also for 31st of March 2020 and 60 days from the end of each half year. Applicability of Form PAR 6. Levied to the unlisted public companies excluding NE company, government company or fully controlled subsidiary. Key details to be inserted within the Form PAR 6. ISIN and information about the capital of the organization ruled in dematerialized form in CDSL, NSDL, and shares held in physical form along with the cause for any gap. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Visit our website at ta.sageinfotech.com or call us at 0141 472 7374. Thanks for listening.